Can I share a story with you?
Yeah.
Yes? Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. There's an old legend from Mexico about the poinsettia flower. Poinsettia. Poinsettia flower. Do you see any poinsettias in here?
Yeah.
Yep.
All over.
All over. Right there. Right there. Yes, they are all over. Okay, are you ready for the story?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl who was getting ready to celebrate Christmas. At her church, they have this tradition called Las Posadas, where they remember what Mary and Joseph must have felt like knocking on all those doors. Can you knock on them? Knock, knock. Knocking on all those doors of all the inns and being turned away until they found their place to rest for the night. I wonder if Mary and Joseph felt like the stable was special when they first got there. This girl and her church would go around from house to house, pretending it was inn to inn, until they ended up at the church where they had a huge nativity scene set up for them, kind of like ours here, right? With the angels and the shepherds and animals and Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. At this place, people would bring gifts to offer to the baby Jesus. This young girl didn't have anything except for a plant, a huge leafy green plant. She brought this leafy green plant to baby Jesus, and people wondered, why is she giving Jesus a big pile of weeds? Doesn't she have anything better? So she set down the leafy green plant in front of the baby Jesus and she prayed. And do you know what happened next? The leafy green plant bloomed into these giant red stars. These giant red stars, we call them poinsettias. And they are also called the flower of the holy night. At Christmas time in Mexico, these red stars shine on top of leafy green branches. Today, we have a lot of red stars around us, and we also have a lot of candles, right? You can't see the red stars? They're up here. I know they're kind of hidden from you. We have a lot of candles in here. We use a lot of candles in church, right? In Sunday school, we've got our Advent wreath. You can look around and see there's lots of candles in here today. Can anyone tell me why we use candles?
Because
it helps us remember Jesus. And God and the light. Yes, nailed it. Every week before we start Sunday school, I say that we are coming into our sacred space where we walk a little quieter and talk a little quieter so we can hear the voice of God. Nailed that one too. In the Bible, we hear the voice of God on the very first page when God says, "Let there be light." And there God made light in darkness. When Jesus was born, something very special, very sacred happened. God used stars in the night sky to lead people to where Jesus was born. Candles and stars. What makes it possible for us to see candles and stars? What makes the light from the candles and stars even more bright and beautiful? What do you think? Darkness. I wonder why some people seem to think that dark is bad and light is good. I don't think that's true. I wonder what makes darkness beautiful? What makes light beautiful? I wonder. Darkness is the sacred place where God made light. Darkness is the quiet place where God led the way to baby Jesus. When Mary and Joseph were sleeping in the stable, I wonder if it was dark, quiet, and sacred. And people said that Jesus, God's special son, born to Mary and Joseph, would be a light for the whole world. And Jesus, when he grew up, said he would show us the way to be light for the rest of the world, too. I wonder if stars were some of the first lights that Jesus saw when he was a baby. Or maybe he saw the light from some candles or a lantern. Once upon a time, I learned about the way of Jesus, and I got my light from Jesus too. And I wonder if maybe we can all get our light from Jesus, and we can share our light with the rest of the world, and we can make our light shine brighter and brighter because of holy nights and sacred darkness. You, my friends, have a chance to share the light of Christ's love every day. All because of Christmas Day. All because Jesus was born. Amen.